The Gospels, Day 7, The Beans or the Background. It was known throughout the Jewish faith that the promised Messiah would come from David's family line, and Jesus does. While this family tree actually starts with Adam and Eve, if we trace it forward a bit, we get to Abraham. You may have heard the song as a child, Father Abraham has many sons, and many sons has Father Abraham. Make a little bit more sense now. Well, Abraham's son, Isaac, fathers two boys, Jacob and Esau. Jacob's story is truly one of my favorites. Jacob's name actually meant heel grabber or manipulator. His story is filled with manipulation and lies. In an amazing story, God wrestles with Jacob and changes his name to Israel, saying, Jacob, you don't have to be that manipulative person that you're ashamed of anymore. Let go of your past. Fast forward to today's story. We'll read about a well, Jacob's well, which is not only a part of Jesus' family line, but, well, just watch. The verse, John chapter 4, verses 3 through 21. Jesus talks with a Samaritan woman. So he, Jesus, left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now he had to go through Samaria, so he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into the town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink?" For Jews did not associate with Samaritans. Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well to drink from, as he did also with his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." The woman said to him, "Sir, give me this water so that I won't be thirsty and have to keep coming here to draw water." He told her, "Go, call your husband and come back." "I have no husband," she replied. Jesus said to her, "You are right when you say you have no husband. The fact is, you have had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have just said is quite true." "Sir," the woman said, "I can see that you are a prophet. Our ancestors worshipped on this mountain, but you Jews claim the place where we must worship is in Jerusalem." "Woman," Jesus replied, "believe me, a time is coming when you will worship the Father neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem." The fill. What's the point? Town outcast. Noon in the Middle East is hot, so women would journey together to the well in much cooler parts of the day. But this woman, with a reputation, doesn't exactly have the kind of relationship with the other women that allows her to get together to swap recipes or town gossip. She is the town gossip. So to avoid hurtful comments and painful stares of judgment, she comes out when others stay in. Jesus meets her at the well. He sees her. He knows her and is completely loving with zero judgment. Not only does he know what she has done in her past, he knows the why and how behind her actions. He understands what she has been through that got her to this place, clearly unhappy and ashamed. Coincidence that a woman ashamed of her past meets Jesus at a well named after a man ashamed of his past? The story takes place at Jacob's well, the same Jacob that God wrestled with hundreds of years before, the same man that God spoke to saying, "Hey, I saw your past. I know where you've been from, but man, forgive yourself. You don't have to be trapped by your past anymore. Be changed and live free from shame." Similarly, Jesus turns to this woman, and instead of giving some lecture, he simply offers an invitation to something greater. He tells her to accept the living water and be changed. She doesn't have to live trapped in the shame anymore. the steam. What does all of this mean, and how can I apply it to my life today? We all have a past. It's filled with some great stuff and beautiful memories, but also other parts that are harder to talk about, more painful to remember. Regardless of what your past looks like, Jesus has an invitation for you too. He wants to offer you peace, healing, grace, and unconditional love. Allow him to free you from yourself. You are, after all, your own worst critic. Step back and ask Jesus to begin to show you what he sees when you look in the mirror.